Pod Culture, episode 173, The Geek Pumpkin, part A, for Saturday, October 31st, 2009. Are back once again with Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
Holy crap, we got the whole crew in here.
Yay!
It's just us. Yay!
Yay, us!
It was a little lonely last week.
Yay, us. We're all here and not sick, and it's grand.
Yes.
Oh, so what has everyone been up to? Glenn?
Good question. I don't know. I've been working.
watching
stuff on the computer, you know, watching some Netflix streaming.
Nice.
Nice stuff. I don't know. Playing a little bit of that Flashpoint.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
On the PC.
Yeah, cool.
On the PC.
Very neat. I like it a lot.
Cool.
You're getting into your busy time now, isn't it?
Yeah. We're entering into a little bit of ratings period, sweeps, whatever you're going to call it. So if it's
not in the next batch of episodes, you know why.
You'll know why.
I haven't heard anything about it, you know, being too crazy. But I know I'll at least get a little overtime when Black Friday comes.
Oh,
I'll be here before you know it.
So. To video all the mental people shopping after Thanksgiving.
They were going around at work. Who wants off for after Black Friday? And everybody's like, me. I'm like, I'll work. Cause my ass ain't going to get out there on that shit.
Not till later
not brave
on.
Enough.
After working at KB Toys 1 year for day after Thanksgiving, that's enough.
Suicide.
After working at a video game store for several years, I guess I
worked at Suncoast on a couple of those.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I have never worked retail at the holidays for that very reason.
Yeah. It was a little crazy. Adam, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, well, actually, I have been off work for the past few days.
Yeah, shut up.
decided to burn some vacation time because I'm just accumulating too much. So just been playing video games, catching up on TV and stuff. Working on some new side project little animations.
Taking like 12 hours for one frame kind of things?
Well... Not recently, more like taking 12 hours for a few seconds of animation. Actually rendering something right now. But yeah, it's hit the park today, did a few laps.
It was gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
good temperature.
I could do a few laps in the park. Almost tiny one across the street.
Yeah.
Oh.
One that's like 5x5.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think I did about 5 miles. I think
that's about 4¾ more than I can handle.
Oh, poo! Go to Dragon Con.
And I usually stay in one area in Dragon Con.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, what else? Oh, I played Left 4 Dead 2 demo.
Cool.
Very cool. Might have to talk about that later.
Xbox Live.
So
cool.
There you go,
Christina.
I am. Let's see. I'm catching up on some shows. I'm still watching all my favorites. And I am playing Scribblenauts into the wee hours at night instead of going to bed.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, my God. I can't stop. Every time I think, okay, I'm done with this. Well, let me try this and see what happens when I do this.
Yeah,
bad plan.
Yeah, I knew she would like that game.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think I did
so
good on that one.
Cute. Yeah. Yep. And it's so... wrong and oh my god,
it can be. Yeah,
you come up with new ways to kill the bad people.
Yeah,
and the bad creatures are like, ooh, what does the blob do? Ooh, the blob kills just about everybody. Like,
what about
all
God
right.
versus the blob?
Ooh, I don't know. I did God versus Satan, and I did the blob versus a zombie. And the blob ate the zombie. But, yeah, it's just ridiculous.
How about Jesus versus the Large Hadron Collider?
I did that too. It's his fault. I typed in
LHC and it'll make a little miniature one.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The not so large Halon.
It's a mini large glider.
Singularity is one of my favorite ways to get rid of all the bad things. Singularity is good. It's just wrong. I love it. I haven't started making my own levels yet, so I haven't gone completely mental, but it'll happen.
I forgot you can do that.
It'll happen.
I'm surprised they don't have that out for the Wii or something like
that. Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
Very, very cool. I haven't been up to a whole heck of a lot because it's only been a week since I've recorded.
Yeah.
It'll make for short notes.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Basically, just pretty much just work and getting the studio PC all put back together.
All sevened up.
Yeah, all sevened up.
Oh, yeah. I'm sevened up as well. So I did that yesterday.
It's okay, Microsoft. You can use that.
Yeah. Last week after Adam and I recorded, I saved all the files, got everything down, and nuked the computer and installed the actual release version of Windows 7. The only bad thing about that is I got to reinstall every damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But luckily, I had about the upgrade media, and I was watching it when I had the dental surgery, and I was off the next day watching the Windows release. I was watching Twit Live, and they said on there, yeah, you can just do a regular install with the upgrade media. Just when you're done, you enter your key, and boop, there you go. Unlike Vista, where you had to install on top of the install and activate, this you could just do a clean install.
Very cool.
At the end, activate, and pss, there you go.
Cool.
So, I've got all of our three computers back up and running. Yep. Nice. Very cool.
I may tackle that this weekend. I don't know.
It was the best experience I've had with a brand new OS install. Mm-hmm. It was the easiest thing. And I've not had any problems.
Yeah, I would advise doing clean install.
Yes.
Nuke the drives and
yes. I definitely will. I just all the downloads and updates for World of Warcraft and then Aeon. I don't have the physical media for Aeon. It was a complete download.
Aww.
You can't just move. I know you can move because I've done it before. I've actually moved the World of Warcraft over to a separate drive and then just brought it back and it worked fine.
Okay, well, I'll do that then.
So I think you can experiment. Aeon, worst comes to worst, you'll have to download it again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've moved, I've had like World of Warcraft, like back when I did play it, I moved it all over my drives.
Cool.
When I had to like do an install or reinstall.
Since that was a pretty fresh thing, because it wasn't that long ago, I put the Windows 7 release candidate on. So I should be able to just drag it over, and if there was any trouble, maybe I could just do a repair or something instead of having to re-download anything. If there was any problem, maybe it would just fix anything that might be a problem.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. Yeah, you know, you're not going to be out anything.
Yeah.
So.
True.
If it works, great. If not, you're no worse off than you are.
Yeah.
You just have to download.
Well, it is, after this long-winded introduction,
yes,
it is Halloween time.
Yes.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the day after, all the candy goes on sale real cheap.
Yeah.
Not the reason it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Good idea for me, and hey, my dentist likes it.
Bad idea for me. Bad.
Why?
Because I've lost 7 pounds, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Okay. Well, you know, you don't have to eat it.
I probably won't eat it.
Okay.
More but for him.
We have a special pod culture. We've got some all new geek cuisines, Halloween themed for most of them, I do believe.
Yes.
And one very special one. Yeah, that I think we'll probably have a story or two to share. So let's take a break, and we'll be back with more pod culture right after we
wash my shirt.
Christina splooged on herself.
Oh, my God. Pumpkin on my shirt.
Cake batter.
Muffin batter.
Poor old Jamie Lee. She got chased from the house by Psycho Mike. Donald Pleasant shot him down, but the body wasn't found.
Not that scary now.
Scary now.
Jason or Freddy that killed Eileen
these days.
I don't get it.
Crime pays.
You said it.
The kids are far too busy sniffing
bags of glue
and polystyrene.
Trick or treaters in my street tonight,
accepting cash and credit cards.
Ban Halloween. Look, I swear I'm not mean. By 6:30 I'm always 20 quid down. They don't even dress up or even possess a carved pumpkin. Is it only my town?
This year, to show that I'm not bitter, I'm dressing up as Gary Glitter. I'll do some scary things
if the doll bell rings.
Ban Halloween. I'm not mean, but I'm not green. These teens demand cash, but just wear jeans. It seems the fashion, but I'm not keen. Halloween. Ban Halloween. I'm not Halloween, mean, but I'm not green. These teens demand cash, but just wear jeans. It seems the fashion, but I'm not keen.
On Halloween.
Ban Halloween. Look, I swear I'm not mean. By 6:30 I'm almost 20 quid down. They don't even dress up or even possess a carved pumpkin. Is it only my town?
All right, it's time to get your sweet tooth on.
Because it's Halloween.
Yeah, boy,
and that's what you do at Halloween.
Yeah,
all about the candy.
Mundo. And we got a very special geek cuisine. And we're going to turn the reins over to Christina on this one.
Special in the short bus kind of way.
Well, you do ride the short bus.
I do. I love the short bus. We're having a potluck / Halloween party at work tomorrow. And I never make anything. I always bring something, but I never make anything. And I had gotten this recipe from a coworker, and it's super easy and almost good for you. And I'm like, what the hell? So I made muffins. They're not cupcakes because there's no frosting on them. I guess they're just muffins. But I made pumpkin muffins and pumpkin chocolate chip muffins and just plain old chocolate chip muffins.
And they look good.
And yeah. We have one of each. Yes. So what do we want to kick off with first here? Christina, will you tell us which one?
The chocolate ones are the most recent out of the oven, so you might want to let those, unless you want it warm. It's up to you.
Let's start off with those.
Sure, right. Why not?
Sure. I'm eager to start this segment.
Yes.
And I hope they're good because I haven't tried them yet.
Well, now you tell us. You should have saved that.
They look good.
Brad's having difficulty.
It was stuck to the
cupcake. Yeah. They're still warm.
It's got
it has colorful
Halloween-y
chocolate
sprinkles on
I
the top.
I didn't get
of it.
Any sprinkles.
You got there are Halloween M&Ms in each cupcake. They're the same amount of M&Ms in each muffin.
Oh.
Hmm. Oh, that is a tasty cupcake.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Muffin.
Nothing.
Thanks to my mother, she always taught me that you can substitute applesauce for oil, and it's healthier for you.
You did?
I did.
Really?
There is no oil. There is just applesauce.
That is very cool. Good.
Look at that for now. It adds, we give it a little moist texture and stuff to it.
It doesn't need any frosting.
Nope. It's, see, I thought it's a practical decision not to have frosting because I need to carry them into work.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can throw them in a Ziploc baggie and not have to worry about frosting, all the better.
All right, cool. What next?
I want to try the zombie one because that's the one that I have.
The zombie cupcake?
I tried to put the cute little Halloween M&Ms on the top to make them look like little eyeballs. But the color kind of melted into the cupcake muffin thing. So, they look like zombie eyeballs.
Looks perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, they're scary works. That way.
And I'm not a fan of... a pumpkin, but
he's gonna try one.
God love him.
He's
look pretty good,
man. The pumpkin blizzards from Dairy Queen.
Oh my god!
Oh my!
I haven't had one yet. Uh oh.
Yeah, they end tomorrow.
I mean, I got to stop on the way home.
Yeah. Well, there's one right. Luckily, there's one right there on Goldsmith.
Yep.
It's a subtle pumpkin, Adam.
Subtle pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
because most pumpkins are big and orange. This is subtle.
I followed the same recipe for these as I did the regular pumpkin ones. I just added chocolate chips and used a different kind of flavor of cake batter.
You made a bunch of these, right?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Do you like them?
I'm just saying, because they may not make it through tonight.
Yeah.
I mean,
not at all.
You were going to take these to work.
Test them.
Okay. Because you got
I'll just pick up each one and lick the top of it.
Like my sister. My sister was little. And Eric's 4 years older than she is. And whenever my mom would come home with Oreos, he would take the bag of Oreos into his room and he'd eat like half the bag of Oreos. My sister had had enough. So she beat him from home from school one day and she saw the Oreos. She opened the package very carefully. She must have been like 7 or 8. Opened, unscrewed every single Oreo in the package, licked it, and screwed it back on and stuck it back in the bag. So when Eric got home from school and ran into his room to eat half the bag of Oreos, you could hear this evil cackling laughter coming out of my sister. And after half the package was gone, he comes strutting into the living room with the half a bag of Oreos. And she looks at me and she says, "Should we tell him?" Said, "Yeah, tell him. Eric, I licked them all." He screamed for an hour. It was so great.
Your sister's evil.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty evil.
But then again, her name is Miranda.
I love her.
What do you do with a girl like Miranda?
You keep her and love her.
She has a pet rock she talks to.
My girl. He has a Twitter. Carl the Rock has a Twitter.
Carl the Rock.
Carl the Rock.
Carl the Big Gay Rock.
Carl. Carl like Marks with a K.
Wow.
Carl the Rock has a Twitter. She did that while
I'm just amazed he can type.
She did that while I was
That's pretty
home.
Impressive.
And she filled out the profile for him, and I was laughing so hard I almost cried. You know, his favorite hobbies, you know, rock music, rock climbing. You know, his favorite bands, the Rolling Stones. You know, and it was so funny. See, I don't think she really is my sister. I think she's my child. I think they knocked me unconscious for 9 months, and she's really mine.
Could be a clone.
That could be, too. Mm-hmm. No, if she were a clone, she'd look more like me.
It depends. All right, we got one more here.
Yeah, very tasty.
What is this one?
That is... straight pumpkin.
This is straight pumpkin?
Straight pumpkin.
Pumpkin muffin.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the gay pumpkins.
Pumpkin muffin. Pumpkin with spice cake mix.
All right.
Well, let's see.
You took the little one. It's pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely pumpkin.
But you can tell the spice bread, too.
Yep.
You know?
Well, it's
pretty good.
It's a box of spice cake mix, a can of pumpkin, an egg, and half a cup of water. That's all.
That's
oh, and two spoonfuls of a pumpkin spice spice. But that's it.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like all three of them.
Nothing fancy pantsy. I don't do fancy-pantsy. Because obviously, because I look like I've been puked on by a small child. Pumpkin all down the front of my shirt.
You got pumpkin vomit on her.
I do, yeah.
But yeah, those are pretty darn
very,
good.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I like the chocolate ones. And I like the zombie ones, too.
Very good.
All right.
Thank you very much.
So yeah, it's a fairly easy recipe.
Yes.
If you need it, email Christina.
Or just hit the rewind button.
There you go. That too. And hit the rewind button.
It took us back in time.
Ooh.
We didn't go 88 miles an hour.
Scribble knots.
And we'll be back with more pod culture right after this.
Springs on his boots like an inverted angel. We've been afraid of this terrible, strange, elusive monster for years. It seems
That it's those clever brats in college, and the Marquis of Waterford denies all knowledge, and the people in the area reek of mass hysteria. But admit you must that it is just enough to scare ya. And you scream when he draws a handful of claws and a blue breath of fire, then disappears, leaping higher and higher. As if lighter than air. Time marches on, now it seems as though he's gone. This day lacks tales of his acts, but don't relax, for Spring-Heeled Jack's still there.
Time to pop a disc in the old player. And we got a little movie chatter this time.
Oh, before we start.
Before we start, okay.
I'd like to say that if you have iTunes and something to play stuff on, they're having a Halloween sale that all the episodes of the first season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer are 99 cents a piece. Mm-hmm. If there's a certain episode that's your favorite. I got, and like the first episodes of like, Roswell and the Addams Family and all kinds of Halloween-y kind of shows, and the X-Files, and the Ghost Hunters. So I got the Waverly Sanatorium episode for 99 cents.
So if you have that contact, I think she wants to go up there sometime.
I would love to.
They're booked up through the rest of the year.
I'm sure.
They said they're going to open the offices again January 2nd to start taking tour.
Okay.
Reservations.
Want to do a pod culture from the Waverly?
Totally. That'd be cool. That'd be so awesome.
That actually would be kind of cool.
That'd be neat.
All right.
That would have been a plan for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll plan ahead for next year.
Yeah.
We could always record it.
And save
there
it.
You go. Exactly.
All right. So let's do something a little different with the movie chatter. You might got a favorite horror movie.
Halloweeny themed movie.
A lot of my movie collection is horror movies. Mm-hmm. But I think some of the best horror movies, or at least some of my favorites, kind of cross that line between like horror and sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think back of like the original Alien
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was a horror movie. It just happened to be sci-fi.
Are like the scariest movies that you've seen.
Aliens was scary, but it was a lot more action, more of an action movie, whereas I think the first Alien was just a horror movie. It was just really scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think it's a tough call, but I'd have to say John Carpenter's The Thing.
Nice.
Was definitely a very creepy, scary monster movie, horror movie kind of thing. I know it's a little more sci-fi, but it had to be one of my...
If it creeped you out, it counts.
Yeah. I mean, anyone could be The Thing. You know, it could be anyone. That's pretty scary thought.
Mm-hmm.
Christina?
I can't tell you the last time I've watched a movie that actually scared me, but favorite Halloween movies? I know it's kind of dorky, but I'm a fan of Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler and Jimmy and Sarah Jessica Parker and my old boyfriend Omri Katz from Erie, Indiana. I was so in love with him during Erie, Indiana.
Erie.
With two E's. Yeah, that was my favorite Halloween movies. I know it's dorky, but it's cute.
Adam?
I'm not a huge fan of the horror type movies. They just don't really do anything for me. They don't scare me, so it's like, whatever. Maybe I'll watch something else. But... The thing that kind of sticks out in my mind, and it is probably more sci-fi than horror, but it is kind of freaked me out a little bit, was Event Horizon.
That's actually a pretty good flick.
Yeah, I need to watch that again soon.
That's its spooky kind of parts in it, and it was, I don't know. It just sticks out in my mind for some reason.
Huh. Yeah. And you?
Yeah, well, with me, again, like Adam, horror movies have never been like the one thing that have been my type of movie.
See, there's a difference between a horror movie and a scary movie.
Right, because scary movies suck.
No.
Oh, you didn't mean, oh, okay, okay. So, I mean, I got ones that I like that it depends on how you look at them. Maybe they're horror. Mm-hmm. Scream. Mm-hmm. I like the Scream trilogy just because it's got a...
See, I thought it was stupid.
A little of that snark. It is kind of stupid. Especially now that they're going to reboot the franchise.
Yeah.
What? Really? It's not old enough
already?
To reboot.
Yeah. That's like...
Ugh.
You know, I like those. Those were kind of horror-ish.
Yeah.
And then there's stuff like Prom Night. Yeah, like the original Prom Night. That was kind of cool. Carrie. You know, Stephen King. I like Stephen King. It's one of the lesser sucky Stephen King adaptations.
It scared the hell out of me.
What else? I'll tell you one that got me, because every year I've gone to summer camp, church camp, whatever. So, Sleepaway Camp. Oh, man. That movie's bad. Which is really weird, because we had this one camper that looked just like Angela. It was spooky. Yeah, it looked like the main character, and it was dying.
Not heard of
it. Made a little too real, huh?
A little bit, yeah. You know, because back then, Pyoka was kind of with the rustic cabins, and yeah. Mm.
That's what you get for going to camp of any kind.
Well, it was fun. See, there's just, you know, the Friday the 13th movies. You know, some of the earlier ones, they kind of got stupid after that. I kind of remember those because my senior prom was on Friday the 13th, and that was when
nice.
Jason Takes Manhattan, I believe, came out.
Nice.
That tells you how old I am.
Do the math, folks.
Yeah. Long damn time ago.
You know, I don't really like slasher movies. I like supernatural horror movies. But I did like the Scream series. That's my one exception to the slasher rule. Normally,
well, it has some good snark and some witty dialogue going back and forth on that.
It's not movies, but two episodes of television that freaked me out the most was the first episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer I ever saw, which was Hush.
No.
Oh, that was a good one.
Scared the hell out of me.
Adam,
don't do the face. I'm not looking at you because it scares me, because he does it really well and it's horrible.
He does an excellent job.
Oh, that. God. Show up at my house in a suit and I'll just have to kick you.
She'll go all Slayer on your ass.
Yeah. She got the axe around here. Watch out.
Yeah, really.
And the
I have the jacket in the closet. And Blink. Doctor Who.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That was
rather intense.
Blink in Silence in the Library. With
yeah,
the
Boston
Narada.
Yeah,
that was good.
Because he had the skeleton in the spacesuit.
Mm-hmm.
And the every time the doctor says, "I'm sorry, I'm really sorry," somebody's going to die.
I'm so sorry.
I die. Death.
I think he said more times. He said he was sorry more times than that. In those two episodes.
Yeah.
So will he be talking to himself here in a short while?
Stop.
Yeah.
But no, because I'll cry.
But hey, you know what's, I got to start downloading is the first episode probably is available. You know what's coming in the next batch of Sarah Jane Adventures?
Which is not horror, but I love her.
No. They did have some, there was been some kind of creepy stuff for a kid show.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since, I mean, it's like Goosebumps levels type scary. But But yeah, so listeners, let us know what some of your favorites are.
What freaks you out? Tell us.
Probably the show.
Well, yeah.
That goes without saying.
Yeah. No kidding. So, yeah, so our round of our favorite horror holiday type stuff. And who could forget the one classic?
Charlie Brown.
There you go.
Yep.
It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yep.
You try to hold my hand, I'll pound you.
Or the Robot Chicken version.
Oh, I love that
know.
One.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. Great. Comes in,
yeah.
He summons the Great Pumpkin.
But that's not good.
The Great Cthulhu Pumpkin.
Guess what I'm going to do later.
Great Pumpkin kills your mom. And then see what happens.
Something right. happens. The kite-eating tree or something. Sorry.
No, sorry. So, yeah, I need to do this in stereo sometime. Yeah. You know, well, actually, it is in stereo, but like, put everybody in their own little channel.
Mm-hmm. Quadraphonic.
I need a bigger mixer. And we'll be back with more pod culture right after we scare ourselves silly.
You made me mix tricks or treats. I want retribution.
I got a rock.
Homeowners Association sent us a letter to say they had a way of making Halloween better and safer and more fun for everyone involved and completely non-offensive. It makes sense. Problem solved. I didn't know there was a problem, but okay. And this probably won't affect my plans in any way, so let's see what they say. I read a little more, saw my kids could only trick-or-treat from 3 o'clock to 4. Decoration limit, 2 pumpkins per yard. And knives are dangerous, so they can't be carved. And no devils, or anything satanic or morose. And even nothing made of satin, cause it sounds too close. To make sure nobody gets offended or upset, we got some guidelines here for what costumes you can get. No witches, they promote witchcraft, as does Harry Potter Bewitched and The Wizard of Oz. No aliens, monsters, mutants, or cannibals, or werewolves. Promote cruelty to animals. Vampires might make a kid too scared, and zombies are offensive to the living impaired. No Freddy, no Jason, in fact they can't be characters from films they aren't old enough to see. No commercial characters like SpongeBob or Superman, and no ghosts, the sheets look too much like the Klan. Figure skaters show way too much skin, and Dora the Explorer is an illegal alien. Okay, so how about a duck? Anyone got a problem with my kid dressing up like a duck? Huh? We can't give out candy cause it makes the kids fat. Just stickers and fruit and maybe that granola crap. I was stunned. Is this really how they want it run? It's politically correct and not a damn bit of fun.
I'm sorry, we can't allow that sound effect because it's too scary and might be upsetting to some of our younger listeners. No, I'm sorry. The evil laughter perpetuates the stereotype of the mad scientist. Oh, no, that's just sexist. Why does the victim always have to be female?
Surprisingly, with all the things I said we couldn't do, the letter didn't say a word about bags of flaming poo. So guess what I got planned, and I hope they understand, cause I'm throwing my own party and it will get out of hand. No one will be allowed in, unless they are wearing a costume guaranteed to offend. Maybe something like a walking pair of breast implants, or a priest with an altar boy hanging from his pants. People showed up, and I was very impressed with my guests, and how they decided to dress. There's Jess, she came as a messed up slut. And there's George Lucas with a lightsaber up his butt. And there's the most evil creature they say, a lawyer for the RIAA. And I dressed up like the Honey Nut Cheerios bee. But the little bugger scares the crap out of me.
Now, do you really think a reanimated corpse is suitable for children? Okay, that's better, but can you try something a little friendlier? Yes, that's perfect. Now you've got it. Did you guys see Devo Spice's party?
Yeah, it was awesome. I went as a soldier.
It was disgraceful and completely against the rules.
It was awful.
Next year, we're going to have to just ban Halloween for good and go right to Christmas, that time of year.
That sounds like a good idea, but how shall we go about it?
Simple. We allow the residents to hang up their holiday decorations at the beginning of October.
Yes, that'll work.
Okay, moving on. Unit number 47's front door is off-white, not white. This is against the rules. I vote we fine them $500 per day until they get it replaced. All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Now, the tree in front of Unit 23 started changing colors 4 days before the rest of the trees in the neighborhood. This flagrant disregard for the rules cannot go unpunished. I move that we make them tear it down and replace it with another tree.
It's time once again to rot your teeth.
Break out the toothpaste and the toothbrush.
You got it. Keep the dentist happy. We're back with a little special Halloween-themed geek cuisine.
Have a very merry Hollow and a happy new ween.
Okay. Wow. And we have candy corn. But, of course, this being pod culture, it's not your normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill, crappy candy corn.
Is this our third annual candy corn extravaganza?
Yeah, actually, I think so.
Uh-huh.
And we keep finding different bizarre ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have several different varieties to geek about this time. And let's kick things off with apple cider gourmet candy corn.
From Walmart.
Yeah, we got them at Walmart, and it looks like the brand is Zachary.
I heard like a $1.98.
It's Zachary.
Yeah, since 1950.
Almost as old as Brad.
made in, oh, hey, right up the road in Frankfort, Indiana.
Hmm.
Huh. Actually, cool. Way up the road, but that's okay. All right, gourmet candy corn is apple cider. So let's pass these puppies around here.
Now, when you see these boxes and it says gourmet candy corn, it looks really sophisticated.
Fancy.
Until you say Walmart.
I know. See, though, you wouldn't expect it.
I don't know. It's just a staple or something.
you wouldn't find something that cool at Walmart.
That I hear, I don't know.
Walmart.
Walmart.
Here's the amazing thing. Oh. It's from Walmart. And it's not made in China.
No.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. That's true.
You know, we need to find some more of those, like, cinnamon candy, red hot candy corns that we had last year.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, damn,
yeah,
those were good.
The vampire ones. Celestial knows. I'll have to ask for what she got them.
Freaking fantastic. I guess being Halloween, they're freaking fantastic.
Fantastic. These smell good.
Fantasia.
They really smell like apple cider.
Yeah, I mean, I opened the bag and was like, whoa. That's apple-istic.
Whoops.
I'll be in my bunk.
That's so Apple, even Steve Jobs. No. Alrighty. So, give these things a shot here.
This is a world of lovely.
I really like it. Mm-hmm. Really like it.
It tastes like a red apple.
Lots of times, candy corn's a little too sweet. There's just something kind of artificial and sweet about most candy corns, but this has a really... good flavor.
Yeah, I like the flavor. I'm not a big fan of the texture.
Yes, yeah, it's that normal candy corn texture, but I've noticed in a lot of these flavors, you still get the hint of that candy corn flavor. This seems to be straight apple cider flavor.
Yeah, it very much has like a red, like you said, a red apple kind of flavor to it.
Mm.
Definitely no green apple or anything.
Very good.
These are pretty good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Wow.
So thumbs up all around.
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs
up.
Mm-hmm.
Apple cider ones. Let's see. Absolutely. What do we want to try next here, gang? We've got an orangey box, a beigey box, and a purple box.
Let's go for the beige one. It's probably
beige
kind
one?
Of
okay.
mild. As far as...
All right. These are all the same brand from same folks. And this time we have creme brulee. Creme brulee?
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
All right. Mm-hmm. Gesundheit. Yeah.
Creme brulee. Kind of look
don't
like
pull out of your chair there, do you?
Creme brulee.
Yeah, leaning over. Well, good thing we don't have a very large studio, so it's easy to pass things around.
Mm.
You're right all about swinging distance from each other, I think. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not.
So creme brulee. Hopefully they'll taste better than they smell when I open the bag, because, you know, as soon as you open a bag, you get to get that kind of big...
Smells like
I'm still smelling pumpkin.
Smells like a creme brulee candle or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Does it remind you like a candle scent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it does.
It certainly
like
does.
Candle scents. They just have
this... Yeah, and the texture is like wax.
Yeah.
We walked right into that.
Yeah.
It tastes like a candle.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's definitely creme brulee. I'm not sure.
To work there?
Oh, yeah.
If it's...
That or the guys can take them.
This is worthy of being by itself, but I don't know.
Ah.
Yeah.
See, the only creme brulee thing I actually like is actual creme brulee, and then Haagen-Dazs has a creme brulee ice cream that I haven't had in like a million years, but it was really good.
I am not a fan.
Yeah.
My teeth hurt.
And we still got two more to go.
I know.
Let's go and do the pumpkin spice.
All right. Let's go with the orange box next. The orange box.
Oh.
What's inside the orange box?
It's a portal to another dimension. Ooh, but no cake, because that's a lie.
Ooh. Oh, wait.
What?
Sorry.
What?
Not everything is scroll knots. Okay. Sorry.
All righty. We got pumpkin spice gourmet candy corn, again by Zachary. Pass these things around here.
Demons come from the portal if you type in portal.
Oh, really?
Little red demons.
Oh, damn. Too bad. I was going to say if you could type in Stargate, but that's a proper name.
Yeah, I tried. And TARDIS.
I figured you tried TARDIS.
Nope. That's the first thing I tried.
Yeah.
Didn't work. I was just kept expecting like a phone booth or something to appear would have been funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been awesome.
I meant phone booth.
You get a phone booth.
You get a phone booth?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Wow.
There's not much you don't
Time Lord?
No.
I guess that's a proper name.
Although I do like if,
no,
you
it's
type,
a noun.
If you type something in and you've spelled it wrong, mm-hmm. it'll offer suggestions.
Suggestions, yeah.
I bet that comes in handy with Cthulhu.
I'm okay with that because it's very phonetic.
Okay.
Cthulhu.
Type in ass, see what happens.
You get a donkey.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so pumpkin spice candy corns. Let's see what we got here.
Ooh, he's making you face. Yay, more for me.
That bad, huh?
Wow.
Just put it on the plate. Put it on the plate. I'll scrape it off later.
Does not like it at all.
Wow. Oh, they're nasty.
I like
See,
it.
I'm really not getting much of a taste from them.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's very subtle. I thought pumpkin spice is going to be really strong.
Yeah. I'm not. Have a, yeah. Let's. I don't know. What do you think of them?
I like them.
Yeah.
It's Glenn? Not my favorite thing in the world, but they're, yeah.
You know.
I'm kind of really indifferent.
No. No, thumbs down from me.
I can do without them.
Nasty. So for now, I'm 1 and 2.
I was tempted to open them and stick them on the muffins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would work.
Let's hurry up and move to this next one, then. Because I'm excited about this one.
They're pretty.
Yeah, this sounds pretty interesting.
Looks really good.
He's like, give me one.
Really?
You're so sad.
What's wrong with these?
No one can touch me because I did that.
What?
Oh, so he doesn't. Yeah. Okay, because he did all that.
There you go.
And these are blackberry cobbler.
No, but I want to know why you only took one.
I took two.
Oh, okay. I thought you squirted out one. Small. Like, I'm only going to take one.
No, I can squirt out one here in a minute.
These are... Oh.
Why?
These are unique looking because they are...
They are very much
very purple.
Yeah. Purple and white.
Take three.
And
black-ish. Yeah.
Kind of a darker purple into a purple into white.
Ooh, it's pretty.
So, they look kind of like a zit on top of a bruise.
Shut up.
Ruining it.
Ooh, they smell good.
Mmm. Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, these are better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not normally a blueberry fan, but these are definitely better than the pumpkin spice.
That's okay, because those are blackberry.
Yeah, these are blackberry.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of that either, actually. Mm. But these aren't bad.
It's too much like a fruit.
Mm-hmm. I like them. Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. No. Now, we have to say, though, the apple cider...
Mm-hmm.
Definitely tops.
Might have to be my favorite, followed closely by these blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going with the creme brulee, and then the pumpkin.
I probably have to be that.
I think
I that rank myself.
I think I would keep that rank, except I'd swap the last two. I think I'd put creme brulee last because it's candle. It tastes like a candle.
Yeah.
You often go taking a bite out of a candle?
Well, Elizabeth has a theory that sometimes when you bite into a peanut M&M, it tastes like a log cabin.
Okay.
That girl's not right in the head.
So I'm okay with my taste like a candle.
Tastes like log cabin?
I think we have an episode title now.
No,
write that down.
It's a Halloween episode.
Tastes like a Halloween log cabin.
No, she said, you know how sometimes when you walk into a log cabin, it has that smell?
That
I said,
smell.
Well, I've never been into
like
a log cabin.
I walk into a log cabin, it hurts.
I've never been in a log cabin. I don't know how it smells.
Sigh.
I ignore you.
Don't encourage him.
Exactly.
So yeah, if you know near like a Walmart, go especially now because you'll probably be listening.
I bet
to this
you Walgreens has them too.
Around Halloweenish or
a little after
Halloween,
little after,
you never know. Yeah, they're probably going to be really cheap. They weren't all that expensive when
they
bought them.
$1.98.
Yeah, $1.98. No, so you can probably get them for like a buck.
Get the blackberry and the apple cider.
Yeah, pick up the blackberry and the apple cider.
Actually, get the others, and that way there's more of these for us.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
True. Yeah,
there
that's
you
true.
Go.
All right. We will be back with more pod culture right after we
brush our teeth.
More of these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa, might I have some more?
I can eat some more.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know that no one likes me since I became a zombie. But I don't gotta think twice before I rip out your heart for lies. Hell yeah, I'm gonna eat your eyes and the rest of you too. Oh, but I need to catch up. You run too quick, then turn around and trip all on the floor. I'm moving slowly, I shuffle slowly, but you know I never stop, and I am going to eat you. Well, I gotta have brains, gotta have brains, gotta have brains, gotta have brains. Baby, I know you don't want me and my boy to stay. Crying and praying will go away before we find any. There is a thing that's worse. You could fall into this place and be done about it right in zombie too. You try to shoot us, it is futile. Unless maybe you shoot us in the head. It takes beheading or incineration. Nothing else is gonna work, baby. You cannot kill what is already dead. Now I gotta have brains.
Brian, I want Brian.
Brains, not Brian. Oh, sorry, I must have read the script wrong.
Moaning, moaning.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn with two N's, Christina, or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Podculture, P.O. Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky, 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the Pod Culture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comments section of each episode, all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.